Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Nota Begay, former PGA golfer, of course. Nota here, courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for the most recent odds to win the U.S. Open. Fun props such as what the winning score will be, what will the cut line be, and what will the length of the winner's final putt be, along with head-to-head golf matchups for the U.S. Open. Nota, how are you? Thank you for joining us.
Oh, great to be on. And I'm just curious, what's your favorite prop?
I'll be honest, I don't have a favorite one. Dustin, do you have a favorite one?
Will the flag be in on the final, the winning hole?
That's the exact one that I was just going to tell you. That is the most odd prop that I've ever seen. Intriguing ones that I've ever seen is, will the winner be using a mallet putter or a traditional style putter?
That's an interesting one.
And what percentage of the golfers use a mallet type putter? No, do you know roughly?
I don't know if that one's on the board right now, but I've seen it in the past. But the one that just threw me off is like, will the flag be in? I don't know that any.
I saw that too. I was like, that's weird.
When the winner is putting out, if they leave the, no one leaves the flag in.
No one leaves the flag in.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Unless they hole it out, right?
Exactly. Right. Which they could. Like, you could have, you know, you're a lock for the guy to do a ceremonial, you know, 2-putt from 50 feet, and then he knocks the 50-footer in and just kind of ruins your day. You know, bad beat. We've all been there.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. No, I'm curious. You know, earlier today it was reported that Bryson DeChambeau, that the PGA called him and said they were going to pair him with Brooks Koepka. We know how they feel about each other. And Bryson DeChambeau said, no, he doesn't want to be. Like, why does he even have the right to say no? And what do you make of this? I mean, do they really hate each other, show to this?
You know, as they did more research to verify whether that call actually took place, the USGA actually said that they did not call either one of the players. And I believe it was Brad Faxon who, you know, leaked that story or whatever, but it was proven to actually not be true. So, but no, the players, in the past, I've never heard of a governing body. And, you know, just to clarify, the PGA Tour does not own its major championships. It's the only major sport that doesn't. You know, the NFL owns the Super Bowl, and the World Series belongs to Major League Baseball. But our majors belong to 4 different organizations. The Masters is owned by the Masters Tournament Committee. The U.S. Open is owned by the USGA, the PGA Championship by the PGA of America, and the British Open by the Open, the RNA. And so in no cases in my life have I ever heard any of those organizations calling a player and saying, hey, look, do you want to be paired with such and such? I think that's kind of weird.
So Bryson DeChambeau is the defending U.S. Open champion. He won at Wingfoot last season. What are the chances that he wins this year?
Very good. For a couple reasons. This is a huge golf course with a similar type of setup. One of the things that really goes underrated about Bryson is he's a very capable putter. And in fact, that big season that he had back in 2020, he was top 10 on the PGA Tour in the putting statistics. So we talk about and we focus on the power and the club head speed and the ball speed and just how much weight and muscle he's put on. But he still managed to maintain finesse around the greens and a great putting stroke on the greens. And so I think that it's a big ballpark here. Even when you do get offline, you know, there's not woods or, you know, a ton of trees. There's an occasional tree here or there. I think he's going to be able to blast it out of there. And so I think he's going to put up a much better defense of his U.S. Open title than Dustin Johnson did at Augusta National in April.
How tough is this course? It's Torrey Pines this year. The only other time they had the U.S. Open there was back in 08. How's the course playing right now?
Well, it's statistically one of the toughest courses on the PGA Tour year over year. But one statistic that it is really tough in is it was the fifth before COVID, the last full season we had before COVID. Torrey Pines South, which is where there's also a north course, the U.S. Open right. On the south course.
Right.
It was the fifth toughest golf course on the entire PGA Tour to make a putt inside 10 feet.
Oof.
And so I think when you're looking at players to sort of push up your board in terms of who you might want to pick, I would go and I would look at players that have a history of putting well on the West Coast, because the West Coast golf courses are mostly Poana greens, which is what players are seeing this week, because it's an art putting Poana. You know, Tiger grew up on it. He won at Torrey Pines 8 times. So obviously, you know, it wasn't a mistake that, you know, he was able to putt these greens well.
We're talking with Nota Begay. Nota, I want to go back to the Memorial and John Rahm having that huge lead in that event, and then he gets kicked out. He fails a COVID test. He did not get vaccinated. He fails a COVID test, but he had a huge lead. Did the PGA do the right thing? Should they have found a way to let him? You know, it is the one sport where you could be COVID positive and in theory not infect anybody by kind of playing by yourself. Did the PGA do the right thing or no?
Well, I think that, you know, in accordance with best practices and what they were trying to do to establish some benchmarks as far as protocols or policies for the entire duration of the pandemic, with the future sort of being unknown, the PGA Tour had to marry itself to a certain set of standards and rules and regulations. And unfortunately, you know, there was no room for interpretation without setting sort of or without opening a can of worms that, you know, nobody really wanted to deal with. And you would think that John Rahm would have a little bit of disappointment in his in the outcome. But he gave a press conference today, this morning, and he had no ill will. He placed no blame. He just simply said, look, we're in a pandemic. These things happen. Let's focus on the U.S. Open. I'm lucky I get to play here this week because it was uncertain with just that window of time whether or not he was going to actually get to tee it up this week. But he is playing. He's happy and really doesn't have any bad feelings about what took place. He actually flew home and watched the tournament on Sunday in his house.
Oh, that's funny. That's nice. Nota, how impressive was Mickelson winning the PGA Championship at 50 years old?
Just an incredible story. I played golf with Phil a couple years ago here, you know, about 10 miles from Torrey at his home club, The Bridges. And one of the things I was most impressed with was his obsession with sort of staying fit. You know, he was right at 50 and, you know, staying young. In terms of supplements and exercise routine, stretching, you know, all the different things that he was trying to impart in an effort to keep his club head speed up, in an effort to maintain flexibility, all of these different things. And I'm just like, wow, you know, no one's ever defeated Mother Nature or Father Time, but damn, did he push the clock back a couple weeks ago. And, you know, anybody that laid $100 on that guy to win the PGA Championship certainly made out well.
Speaking of Phil, he and Tom Brady teaming up against DeChambeau and Aaron Rodgers in a couple of weeks. First of all, do you know who's better between the football players? My partner said he thought Rodgers was better. And which pair do you expect to win this?
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is definitely better than Tom Brady, just in terms of golfing ability. But that doesn't, you know, mean that Brady won't come up with a huge shot like he did. The last match that they played when he holed that shot out. I don't know if you guys remember seeing that, but Charles Barkley was talking smack. on air about Tom Brady, and then Tom Brady on the very next shot pulled it, and he told Chuck to suck on that. So,
yeah,
you know, as only Tom Brady can and will, I certainly don't bet against that man, even though I'm certainly not a Brady fan or a Patriots fan, or now a Buccaneers. Wherever that guy goes, you just got to – I mean, it's ridiculous.
Noda, just back to this weekend in the U.S. Open and some of the other maybe value plays in terms of betting this weekend. Brooks Koepka, Morikawa, Shane Lowry. I'm seeing some of those names pop up as some good long shots.
Yeah, one of the guys I really like this week is Siwoo Kim. He's at 150-1. And he just has had a history of playing well on the West Coast, and in particular on Poana Green. And so, you know, there's guys like Mickelson that play well on the West Coast with the exception of Torrey Pines. There are guys that do well on the Florida swing. There's a variety of reasons for that, and sometimes you can't really explain it. They just, you know, they like the food, they like the area, they like the ocean, who knows? You know, it just gives them the right vibe, and they go out there and they put up good scores. And so, you know, I've got some definitely strong interest in Siwoo Kim, and I'm going to put him into a few of my tickets.
All right, Noda, let's wrap it up. Who you got winning it all, ultimately? Who comes through with the victory?
I'm going with McIlroy, guys.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
okay.
I think Rahm's going to be there, Schauffele, hopefully Siwoo Kim. And if Siwoo Kim's there and he does win, I'm taking you all out to dinner.
Nice.
Yes, we'll take.
I think that, you know, it's going to be, you know, come down to, you know, that four or five group of guys that you know, the cream's going to rise to the top,
right,
on this particular venue.
Noda, we appreciate the time, man. Thank you for joining us.
Okay, thanks for having me.
You got it. Noda Begay, Bet Online, former PGA golfer, of course.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.